pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us for the next hour as we talk sports in the area, the state, and the nation. Our Big 12 football preview continues as we head towards Kansas City and Big 12 football media days. Mark Jansen from the Manhattan Mercury is going to join us to talk K-State football, and he will join us at the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Danny Show to talk about that. We've got a lot of guests coming up later on in the week. We're going to continue our Big 12 football talk. Locally, Doug Koster is in tomorrow to talk Mr. Basketball, the recap of that, and Miss Basketball, which gets underway Thursday. Also, we're going to catch up with Danielle Shum, the first ever UNK athlete to go into the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Hall of Fame, and that's coming up later in the week. Thursday, Jason Peter, scheduled to join us right off the top of the program. His new book, Hero of the Underground, is in stores, scheduled for release today. Pick up a copy of it. Very intriguing if you're a Husker football fan, or even I think this book will appeal to maybe addicts, recovering addicts, people that have dealt with what Jason Peter has dealt with. It doesn't have to be in a sporting venue. But that book is out today, and he is scheduled to join us on the program Thursday. And, of course, Friday, we have the annual hot dog eating contest live from the Hilltop Mall. We'll tell you more about that. But we've had a couple of people that have been in, can't be in. We've got a couple of spots that are still open. Hey, if you want to be in the hot dog eating contest, we'd love to have you in. We've got a couple of spots open. We don't have a set number of how many people can be in. There is room for a couple, maybe three more. You don't have to do anything special except eat hot dogs and be at the Hilltop Mall a little bit before 11 o'clock on Friday, and we would love to have you be a part of it. We've got many giveaways, gift certificates. All the competitors will be getting something, and it's going on in conjunction with the sidewalk sales, air-conditioned Hilltop Mall. It's going to be a warm week, so that'll be a good thing, and we have that coming up Friday's show live from the Hilltop Mall. So all you have to do if you're interested, email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, you bring up Jason Peter's book, and if I could just say this, if you've got a young football fan out there, might not be appropriate for the younger fan. The language, the sexual charge, innuendo, what have you. So you may want to be careful as kids that may need to be a little bit older as far as this book goes. And great book. I think it gets into a lot of great things and tells a sick story that has turned out very well at this point. But it is pretty graphic and pretty much rated R, or on the pushing the R to another side of that.
And again, if you want to, and I went back and looked at this earlier, you can go to YouTube and watch the special that they had on Real Sports, Bryant Gumbel, HBO. Jason Peter, HBO, it'll pop it up. It's in two segments. They actually kind of show an interview that they had with him a couple, 3 years ago, and then they kind of updated about a year ago when he was still out there coaching football in California, which he no longer does. But it takes about 10, 11 minutes to watch the whole thing. So if you're interested in watching more of that and seeing a little bit about that special that they had, and I'm sure he's going to be on Jim Rome sometime here. I mean, he's a favorite of Jim Rome. He's been in his studio for an hour segment.
Yeah, hours of time.
Thing came out. So, we're looking forward to that coming up on Thursday. But again, today, lots of things to talk about, including Kansas State football. The Royals snapped the Tampa Bay Rays winning streak yesterday by a score of 7-4. John Buck, on his birthday, hits a 3-run home run in the 10th inning. The Rays looked like they were going to pull out a magical one again, but not to be yesterday.
Well, Joaquin Soria for the second time this year, first time against the Yankees, second time against Tampa Bay, blew a save and gave up the home run. And you thought, well, those damn Rays. Here they come again, one of their wins. But the Royals answer right back, give them a little bit of room. Did give up two runs, raises ERA to 1.29 to 1.62. But nonetheless, I believe that was his ERA when it was all said and done.
One run in the ninth, one run in the tenth, because there was a home run in the tenth.
Right.
But he gets
gave
the
up
win.
Two runs. Gave, got the win, but it raises ERA to 1.29 to 1.62.
Dang it.
Oh, well. He got the win, and I think, you know, to come in and
add. Our favorite Royal. Our favorite Royal, John Buck. You know, three-run home run.
Ball one here to Buck. John, on his birthday, had loved to drive in what would prove to be the winning run. Here's the pitch. He belts one to left field. Down the line. It is a home run. It hit the foul pole. Happy birthday, John Buck. It's a three-run homer.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly
time.
There
we go. On vacation. They didn't win Sunday. Been a while since we peanut butter jellied it up here together.
It has been a while, too long, matter of fact. Did you hear John Buck's interview after the game?
When they, I was there and I kind of hit it.
Well, when they asked him about Mark Tehan, who scored from first on a single, he said, John, have you ever did that? And John chuckled for a minute and said, well, the outfielder would have had to fall down for that to happen.
Yeah, big John Buck. They intentionally walk a guy. They think maybe they can get Buck into a double play, and he knocks out of the yard. So Royals come home, White Sox in Seattle for a six-game series, taking them into the All-Star break, in which Soria will be a part of next week. And, again, Jose Guillen, one of those five. If you go to MajorLeagueBaseball.com, MLB.com, or Royals.com, you can vote for Jose Guillen to get into the All-Star game with the fan ballot here at the very end. Five choices. I find it hard to believe that he'll make it in. I think Evan Longoria of Tampa Bay will probably make it in. Maybe Jermaine Dye, the ex-Royal. Yeah, how is Longoria not in anyway? But Major League Baseball All-Star Game 1 week from today, right here on ESPN Row. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Only the starters are picked. I mean, coaches and players pick the reserves.
Well, that could be the only explanation. You got to think they got the best record in baseball right now, doing great things with a minuscule payroll compared to these other chumps, and still not. You know, everybody's still talking. Well, the Red Sox last night pick up a big win late in the ball game against Minnesota. You know, people are still focused on the Yankees and Red Sox and waiting for this collapse. Well, we're waiting now into this first full week in July, and then the collapse hasn't started, and they are kind of pulling away from people.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can reach us as well at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, a little bit of Nebraska basketball news, and so much negative Nebraska basketball news. They pick up a recruit who's ranked by ESPN.
Hold on. I've been gone a while. What was the negative Nebraska basketball?
Well, I mean, just from the Robert Sally carrying over. There hasn't been a whole lot of great things about Nebraska basketball, I don't
you
think.
You said so much. I was wondering what you're talking about.
Well, there's so much, because I think Robert Sally was a difference maker. And any time you get a player that ends up in Memphis, that's so much.
Okay.
When you're talking Nebraska basketball.
All right.
They have attracted a power forward who is from Angola, and he has been recognized actually as the 94th best prospect in the country, and got several Pac-10 teams, including UCLA, interested in him. He had committed to San Diego at one time, also considering Arizona, Washington, along with UCLA, but Walter Rose, whom Doc Sadler, I hope I'm not killing, R-O-E-S-E, is a new coach that Doc Sadler hired from the San Diego staff to join the Nebraska staff, came, and this is the first recruit. The kid is 6'9", 220 pounds, and his name is Joaquim, Vander Joaquim, I believe you would say that. He speaks a fluent Portuguese, did not know a word of English a year ago, and so concentrating on academics is very, very important this next year for this young man. But he is going to be an immediate impact, and a lot of people think this is turning a lot of heads nationally by Doc Sadler and his staff.
So he'll take over for Shang Ping?
At Emporia State, yes.
Wow. Very, very nice.
Anytime, six. They got 6'9", 6'10", list, and say very long, great hands, very, very good upside.
You've seen the air up there, haven't you?
Also, in the last 24 hours since we spoke before. The Nebraska Football Hall of Fame has announced their class for 2008. Seven former Huskers, and then we have three, I guess you would say, non-former Huskers, state college players, and a couple of special recognition things going on. Grant Wistrom is going to receive a special recognition. Dan Young, former coach. I think they're just going to get one off that staff every year until they've all received the Lyle Bremser Award. But I must, you know, I must admit that I think I knew as many of the non-Huskers as I did the Huskers. Seven Huskers selected, three non-Huskers. And congratulations to former Hastings College Bronco Chris Pohl, a native of New York, played two seasons of junior college football before transferring to Hastings in 91. He earned all-conference, World Herald All-State College honors as a junior, repeated those honors as a senior, and was named an NAIA All-American, and has the longest pass interception by a lineman for a touchdown, 96 yards. Who keeps that stat? He's a lineman, though. And I'm saying, he's not a safety. He's a lineman, you butts.
96, but...
Danny Woodhead going in, I guess, in his first year of eligibility.
Apparently.
Jesus.
Okay.
Hopefully he won't be there. Hopefully he'll catch on with the Jets, which, by the way, he was the only free agent to make it through with the Jets organization at the running back spot. We all know about Danny Woodhead, and he's going into the Hall. And then former offensive guard Brian Bowling from Nebraska Wesleyan, 96-99. So evidently all the old guys are in, because you got three guys here from the 90s on in the state college ranks. But let me run down the Huskers.
Okay.
Have you looked at this?
I did not know. Sheldon Jackson kind of headlines a class, is he not?
And how sad is that?
Well, I didn't even know that Sheldon Jackson was that great of a player. That was my initial reaction.
Well, that's what I thought. And again, a couple of these, you've got two guys that were before our era, maybe three guys that were before
our grandparents
era,
there.
Maybe even four for you. I mean, you've got Tony Felici, 80-82.
Wow, no idea.
And that would have been even a little young. You'd have been pretty young back then. So only a couple of guys, Sheldon Jackson and Ken Clark, that would have even
Ken
been.
Ken Clark from our.
Yeah, I back Ken Clark out of Omaha. Brian, we remember Ken Clark back when you wore toilet seats on your neck. Ken Clark. And Sheldon Jackson, tied in from 95 to 98. You got to wonder, has every other person on that team in? Sheldon Jackson played on two national championship teams, gained all Big 12 and all American honors as a senior, caught 40 passes on teams that led the nation in rushing each of his four seasons. His receptions rank him eighth among tight ends in school history.
Eighth.
At your position.
31st overall. 10 of his catches, though, were for touchdowns. His best days as a Husker came when he caught a career-high four passes in the 98 Orange Bowl, the last game for head coach Tom Osborne. 10 years ago, by the way. 10. And had a career-high 94 yards on two catches in Frank Solich's first game the next season. Played three seasons with the Buffalo Bills after being picked in the seventh round of the 99 draft.
Seventh round draft pick. Didn't really have... I'm going to have to disagree. I just don't understand what... I mean, the Hall of Fame is a special place that is the elite of the elite. I don't consider him in there.
I think you've got a lot of guys here that were all conference, maybe got an honorable mention, all America type thing that they're trying to fit in. Tim Smith, I remember Tim Smith. Don't remember much about him. I just remember the name Tim Smith. 3-year starter at split end, 80 receptions, 1,239 yards, and in his career at Nebraska, 5 touchdowns.
I mean, that's
second in school history though in receiving yards, third in receptions. All Big 8 pick as a senior, won the Guy Chamberlain Award. He's out of California. Also punted three seasons for the Huskers, finishing with a 40-yard average. Never had a punt blocked. Houston Oilers picked him in the third round of the 1980 draft, went on to play 7 pro seasons with the team. 77-79. So Sheldon Jackson, Tim Smith, and Ken Clark, I knew. Kelly Peterson, congratulations, high school All-American out of Cozad. 2-year starter for the Huskers. And again, this is back when if you started for 2 years, you were probably pretty good. You didn't see the field before then. Earned all Big 8 honors in 66, won conference championships in each of Peterson's three seasons on the varsity, played in the Cotton Orange and Sugar, emerged as one of the key performers in a line that helped Nebraska lead the nation in rushing in 1965 at a strapping 227 pounds. Oh. Bob Leggett, the native of Alquippa, Pennsylvania, 68-69, defensive tackle, when Devaney, just getting things going, became a starter as a junior, led Nebraska lineman with 53 tackles, recovered three fumbles, recorded 80 tackles as a senior, earned all Big 8 honors as a senior. Huskers were 9-2 and started the streak of 33 consecutive nine-victory seasons. When did that end, by the way?
I remember. First year, Bill Callahan.
Wrong. Wrong. You are wrong.
When did
my cousin Vinny was on a lot this weekend.
You're a couple Utes.
Excuse me, what's a Ute? Excuse me, two youths. Frank Soli went 7-7.
Oh.
Then went
10-3/9-3.
Slash Bo took over 10-3. Not good enough. So it's like the Russians and the U.S. hockey team. That wasn't the finals, people. Wasn't the finals. Hosed some guy on Duel the other night. Wasn't the finals. That was the semifinals. U.S. beat Finland for the gold medal. So, and Frank Solich went 7-7. But anyway, Bob Leggett, I hope I got that right. Kansas City Chiefs drafted him in the 15th round in 1969. Played one season with them and another with British Columbia of the Canadian Football League.
A lot of rounds then.
Woo. And then Tony Felici, defensive end from 80 to 82, ended his career by being named the defensive player of the game in the 21-20 victory over LSU in the 83 Orange Bowl. Became a starter early in his junior season, led Nebraska defensive lineman tackles from Omaha Central. And that was his story. So, and then from the Veterans Committee, Alonzo Lon Steiner, a tackle from 23 to 26, a Hastings, Nebraska native.
Oh, he's a hell of a player.
Got to play against Notre Dame's Four Horsemen. Remember the 1925 team that posted a 14-0 win over Illinois and running back Red Grange. Earned all Missouri Valley Conference and All-American honors on the field, inducted into the Society of Innocents for his work away from the field. Went on to coach 16 seasons at Oregon State and won the 1942 Rose Bowl.
All right. We'd effort him, but I don't think he's probably still around. I mean, not a nice. I don't. What's your overall thought when you read the list of people? Just like,
well, again, I'd have to go back and get a list of the guys that played for the Huskers the last 25 years and see who's in and who's out.
And I guess if you go back to the style of football that was being played, 80 catches may have been an awfully good career at that time. I mean, obviously it was a great career, awesome career.
But the point is, there's no standout in that class.
No, not at all.
There's no standout in that class at all. Probably Alonzo Steiner. That's probably the standout. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to catch up with Mark Jansen from the Manhattan Mercury. Talk a little K-State football as our Big 12 preview continues. 12 schools in 12 days heading up to the Big 12 Football Conference Media Days. And that will be the Doug and Daddy Show live in Kansas City, July 21st through the 23rd, and many more interviews leading up to opening day, and spring practice or fall practice begins right after that for the Huskers. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Golf can be really frustrating, but man, when you hit the perfect tee shot, watch it go down the fairway, land on the green, that's what keeps me coming back. Tell you what, I ran into Kevin Cameron. He's the pro instructor at Kearney Golf Center. He worked with me on the range, helped me find my swing, and now the thrill of hitting that great shot comes more and more.
Golf, like lots of stuff, is more fun when you're better at it. See Kearney Golf Center for lessons. Better game, more fun. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK at 1800 West 24th.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not Be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Have the recent storms left your vehicle hail damaged? If so, the Dent Popper can help. Using the latest techniques and paintless dent removal, the Dent Popper will make your hail damaged vehicle look like new again. With most repairs completed in only one day, what are you waiting for? We are insurance approved and guarantee your satisfaction with every repair. We've been serving the Kearney area for over 17 years, so you know we will still be here when you need us. Give us a call or stop over for a free estimate. One block north of Railroad on First Avenue, downtown Kearney, the Bricks. Or 308-236-7328.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest, experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II, a life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing late. We'll see highs of around 87 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for a shower storm does continue tonight with lows near 62 on the way to 86 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
Baby girl, I don't got a huge old house. I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Log on and vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Kind of 50-50 right now. What would you rather watch, competitive eating or the World Series of Poker? And they're gearing up for the World Series of Poker. The final table is currently going on in Las Vegas. And then when they take that break, ESPN's going to be all over it. So log on and vote. Which event do you enjoy watching more, competitive eating, which we've got the hot dog eating contest coming up this week. At the Hilltop Mall, 11 o'clock show.
Still have an opportunity to get in.
Yep, get in there, folks. We'd love to have you. I'm serious about that. We would love to have you. We need some gals. We need some gals. Always guys, always meatheads up there.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, our defending champion, Ben Bertrand, expecting to chat with him before the competition on Friday.
Really looking forward to that in-depth talk.
That ought to be something special. Dana College will add competitive dance. Men's golf and women's lacrosse next school year. The expansion will increase the number of intercollegiate varsity sports to 17.
See, this is Dana College. That's where last week Damon Day was. That Dana College, that was the that's where he came from. That was a young. That was a
Dana or Doan.
Dana.
Okay.
That was the smallest college to ever make a regional tournament, ever. There's only 400 students at that college. 450, is that what he said, Derek?
Yep, that's what he said.
Boy, to add three more sports, everybody's going to be doing something.
Whee! Go Dana. Go Dana.
Competitive dance, huh?
Mm. What do you think? You got some eligibility left?
No. I'm done.
No eligibility? Well, that stinks. All right, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Daddy. Got some golf we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a Big 12 football, Kansas State today. Here's what we've got for you. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, giving away a $25 gift certificate or gift card to the winner of today's trivia. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible. Carrying the gang, I'll tell you what, you know how good it is. It's grilling season, folks. Oh, got to do some of that over vacation. Absolutely. No problem finding something to throw on your grill or to take with you to the lake, take with you camping, some snack sticks to throw in and shut the kids up. It's all right there at Troutman's in Kearney. Here is the trivia question. 1-888-455-ESPN. We talked yesterday about an epic Wimbledon final.
Yeah, they're calling.
Since 1992, not counting 92, since 92, there have been six winners in 16 years at Wimbledon. Most of those are Pete Sampras, who has seven, and Roger Federer, who has five.
That leaves you only four out of 16.
Four other folks have won the men's single title at Wimbledon since 1993. I want to know three of them. One is a gimme. Three of them. 1-888-455-ESPN. Three winners of the men's single title at Wimbledon since 1993. Not named Pete Sampras or Roger Federer. We need three of those four. You're a Troutman's winner. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
sports radio listeners, Darkbane here, and if you could smell through the radio, you would right now be inhaling the fumes of pure, unfiltered hatred I have for the X Games. Soon that aroma will give way to the smell of smoldering originality that follows a blast from my new laser cannon. Smells like fun, huh?
X Games 14, July 31st through August 3rd, live on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by the U.S. Navy.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World, the United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rocks, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Doug and Danny's show, we've got a winner in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Keith got a little cocky on us, too. He didn't even say Rafael Nadal. Got a little cocky. He said, we only needed three of four, but Keith and Kearney knew Richard Krajicek, which is the one I could have sat here all day and never given you that. Leighton Hewitt, Goran Ivanišević. They went back-to-back after the Federer run between Federer and Sampras, after Sampras and before Federer. Krejcik was the only one to win in that 7 or 8 year run where Sampras won 7. So congratulations to Keith, the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Yikes, Keith.
See, Nadal was the only one I got.
I kind of thought maybe it would be.
Really, really stumped me there.
I want to talk a little golf here before, okay, and a couple enough. Basketball, because coming up we're going to be talking with Mark Jansen to talk K-State football. Nebraska women have picked up Katya Leek, out of a Cottage Grove, Minnesota, 15 points, 16 rebounds a game. She will be joining the Huskers.
Well, it caught my eye, Doug, this morning on sports. I believe he's 6 foot tall guard.
6 foot guard. Threat from the outside, has the ability to drive the lane or post up inside, according to Todd Henricks, who wrote an article today in the Lincoln Journal Star. Alex Marich made his debut in the Orlando Pro Summer League, played 18 minutes, 3 for 4 from the floor, 6 points, 4 rebounds for Alex Marich. He's trying to sign a summer league contract with the Pacers, and he's trying to find a team to hook up with heading into camp playing summer ball. The Nebraska women's amateur match play is going on, and we're down to 8, and three of those are from Grand Island. They're playing at the Norfolk Country Club. Grand Island's J.C. Stevenson is moving on, and she'll face fellow Islander Jonah Jeffries, and then Megan Bartlett has also moved on. Steph Kolbus had the medalist. They played a whole bunch yesterday. They medaled. They played in the morning to see where they were going to be seated, and they played their first rounds in the afternoon. And the Nebraska Amateur Championship going to be played at the beautiful Lincoln Country Club in a couple of weeks. Right now, you're qualifying across the state. They did that at Meadowlark Hills yesterday. Top 22 qualified, and there was quite a many players that shot 6 over 77, and they had to go to a playoff, and a few folks got in off that playoff. But a 2 under 69, Ryan Butler of Superior, Greg Davis of Kearney, and UNK golfer Preston Foster of Broken Bow all fired 69 to tie for medalist honors. And, of course, most of these names are all from right around here, and they are on their way to playing at the Lincoln Country Club.
Good enough. But right now it's time for our
12 days, 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And today we continue our focus on the Big 12. We've been going back and forth. We're back to the North Division, and it is Kansas State, a team that is in, I would have to say, a lot of people believe, Daddy, a little flux year for the third year for Ron Prince. They went 5-7 last year. I think they took a step back a little bit than from what many people thought they would do. And to join us to talk about Kansas State Wildcat football, from the Manhattan Mercury, Mark Jansen joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program. Appreciate it. Kansas State football, your opening impression as we get close to a fall camp with the Wildcats.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be somewhat like last year, an up-and-down season. Kansas State should get off to a pretty good start. They have since they juggled the September lineup a little bit, they have a schedule conducive to winning. North Texas, Montana State. They did go to Louisville, which might be a challenge, and then Louisiana Lafayette. But then they opened Big 12 play in the most rugged of fashions. They play Texas Tech, at Texas A&M, at Colorado, Oklahoma, at Kansas, and at Missouri. Tell you what, there might be...
good luck on that, huh?
You might go into November where until you have a really decent chance for a Big 12 win. I mean, Nebraska's going to be better, but they play them in week 11, and then they close up with Iowa State. So I'm just concerned about the start of Big 12 play, and that's... usually sort of gives you a glimmer of what's to come, and it's going to be awfully tough.
Mark, Ron Prince enters his third season. How long is his leash with the Kansas State faithful?
Well, the people I talked to with the new athletic director, which is in part the guy that hired him, Bob Krause, I think he definitely has one more year. Now, if they would just totally crash and burn this year, they might pull the trigger, but I think he's good through the 2009 season.
We're talking with Mark Jansen from the Manhattan Mercury here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues, getting closer to heading to Kansas City. what was the problem last year with Kansas State football that they are addressing in the offseason?
Defense.
that leads me into, you know, Ian Campbell is getting a lot of pub and a great kid. We met him last year, but he needs a lot of help around him.
Well, he really does. You know as well as I do about Kansas State's football history, and until Bill Snyder, it was as bad a football program as there is in the nation. But last year, in the final 4 weeks of the season, Kansas State gave up 31 to Iowa State, 73 to Nebraska, 49 to Missouri, and 45 to Fresno State. In the history of Kansas State football, they've never had four successive Saturdays where they gave up that many points. Now, they scored in the mid-30s. I think they averaged 35 points a ball game, but still, they couldn't win. And if the defense doesn't show up, Josh Freeman might as well report to an NFL team and try his best there, because it ain't going to happen here without a little bit better defense.
Well, Mark, I think in the offseason, a lot of people have taken note. 19 junior college kids come in to fill vacancies. Most of those on the defensive side of the ball, you have to think so.
Yeah, it really is sort of split, because Kansas State lost Jordy Nelson, and if they have a concern on offense, it's a wide receiver, because what they have coming back is Deion Murphy, and he's okay. He caught 57 balls last year. But outside of him, their next leading receiver that's returning is a guy named Ernie Pierce, who had 6 catches, then Cedric Wilson with 5, and then Lamarck Brown with 3. So they're really counting on junior college names to fill the wide receiver spot. And then defensively, they're going to be sprinkled throughout, especially at the cornerback and linebacker positions.
Well, Mark, I think a lot of people take a look at that number 19 that stands out as what a huge number of junior college kids. But you go back to Bill Snyder's era, he actually brought quite a few junior college kids, especially to help on the defensive line.
Yeah, he really did, and throughout the team. I mean, Michael Bishop was junior college. Darnell McDonald was junior college, a wide receiver. He hit home runs in 1998, home run after home run with junior college talent. But really, if you look at the things and look at all the years with Bill Snyder, there were some misses in there, too. And I don't care how Ron Prince spins it, anytime you bring in 19 junior college kids in one class, you're searching for some answers and immediate answers. And that's going to tell the story of Kansas State. The concern, I guess, around here, you hear street talk, is Ron Prince is almost forced to play those guys, where it looks like he made some huge mistakes.
We're joined by Manhattan Mercury's Mark Jansen here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking a little Kansas State football. The Wildcats have only been to one bowl game since 2003. And back in the day when it was Nebraska and Kansas State, when the Cats got good, and that seemed to be the big rival for the North when really the Big 12 got started, it's been a while since Kansas State has been really good. What has happened, Mark, in the last 5-6 years, not necessarily even in the transition, but when Bill Snyder went out, what aren't they doing now that they were doing when they were getting the 10 wins a season?
You know, I'm sure that Coach Snyder would not admit it, and Ron Prince would not put to it, but they had a couple of recruiting classes that were just so-so, and boy, that'll bite you in the butt when you're only on the fringe anyway. I mean, it's such a fine line between being a dominant program and sort of an also-ran, and I think there were a couple of so-so recruiting years, and then things just quit going right. I mean, once a program that's on the bubble like Kansas State loses that momentum, it's tough to regain it. And I think that's what happened. And it's going to be tough this year to get it going. I talked to Ron Prince yesterday for 2 hours, and he tried to convince me that Kansas State's in it to win the Big 12 North. I'm not sure if he did it, but he has that optimism. And he said that this roster of players, talent-wise and depth-wise, is better than any of his first 3.
Did you have him drug tested? No, I'm just kidding, Mark. Mark, I think a lot of people, the rivalry kind of got renewed, and the games may have been a little bit lackluster the last few years with Nebraska and Kansas State both kind of struggling to gain that upper echelon of the Big 12 North even. But you bring Josh Freeman, and I think a lot of fans still have a lot of hostility, change his mind, goes to Kansas State. This kid, and we get a chance to see this kid up close at Big 12 Media Days, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to do it again this year. 6'6", 250 pounds. He is a physical specimen, and I got to think last year at Big 12 Media Days, he wasn't an M&M shy of 265.
No, I tell you what, he's a big kid, and maybe slightly under that this year, but he made such vast improvement from his freshman year to his sophomore year. I mean, the main thing was the touchdown to interception rate. As a freshman, it was sort of one and one, if not leaning toward the interception side. Last year, he had 18 touchdowns and 11 interceptions and completed 63% of his passes. I mean, he's erasing all the passing records in Kansas State history, but the fact is they scored 35 points a game. It wasn't Josh Freeman's fault, but they didn't win, and that's the story. And I guarantee you what, Jordy Nelson made Josh Freeman look awfully good last year. Another problem with Josh this year is who's going to be the running back. They lost James Johnson, and he was on the fringe of being a decent Big 12 running back, and now it's Leon Patton, who's only 5'7 and 165, and ironically, Sunday night got arrested, so he's been suspended indefinitely. You know he'll be back in August, but he's missing some summertime that that he probably needed.
Mark, that was a driving under suspended license. Is that correct?
Oh, among other things, not appearing for a court date, and
Leon's better things than that. Unbelievable.
Well, Mark, before we let you get out of here, as we've been doing with all the folks that we've talked to, as you said, Ron Prince was trying to convince you that Kansas State was going to be better than what many people think. Where do you see K-State? I mean, I see them legitimately maybe with that non-conference schedule getting off to a 3-1 start and at least having a little momentum going into those tough starts, first three, four games of the Big 12. When you break it down, where's K-State when you fill out your ballot for a preseason Big 12?
You know, most of the polls have them in the fifth spot in the Big 12 North, and I think that's fair. I mean, you want to think that when you're around here that they're going to do a little bit better than that, but honestly, a four spot or a five spot is reasonable. All along, I've said that they're going to be like last year, and that means maybe 5-7. If they get a good bounce, maybe 6-6. But again, like I mentioned, the start of that Big 12 season, just Saturday after Saturday of studs, I'm just afraid Kansas State's going to be knocked on their heels in September. It's going to be tough, better than a 500 football team.
Before we let you go, Mark, we've been asking everybody this. You're Big 12 quarterback of the year and then your player of the year.
Well, I think you got to go with Chase Daniel probably with both of them. He just, you know, Missouri's going to have a tremendous year, and he's going to be the conductor of that. So I guess I'd stick his name in both positions.
Well, that seems to be the consensus we've got so far. Sure appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Jansen from the Manhattan Mercury joining us on our Big 12 preview to talk Kansas State Wildcat football. Daddy, I actually, back from vacation, pulled down while I was gone. We got the ballot for going down and filling out. And
it's got to be in by this Friday, I believe.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a little bit more before we send it in and we send it in. Pretty much, you know, again, once in a while, pat yourself on the back. Pretty much have nailed the North the last 2 years, except for the collapse 2 years ago with Nebraska. Pretty much nailed it last, you know, saying, you know what, why are people overlooking Missouri? We, or at least I did, said Chase Daniel's the man to look for, but everybody was going with Colt McCoy. I mean, we were right on with that. We said, you know, come on. Colt is not the next coming.
Well, especially with the weapons Chase Daniel had around him. Rucker, Kaufman, yeah. And then you get a heralded freshman in McLean.
And now
Macklin, excuse me.
The North has had a turn almost every year. Somebody different has been up the top. The teams that you're used to seeing, Nebraska, Colorado, K-State. Iowa State was there for a little bit, and now Missouri, the last couple of years, and then Kansas makes that step everybody had been waiting for them to make. I think the glamour pick, the consensus pick of a team that may fall is Kansas, and it seems like the glamour pick of a team that may rise is Nebraska. Am I right on that?
Well, it's certainly...
And I'm not just talking Nebraska fans. I get the feeling that although most of the people don't think there's going to be a whole lot of change, maybe Colorado will be that team. Colorado's getting some pub to maybe finish as high as second, especially from those that think Kansas will slide a little bit.
Well, that's... You know, in this time of year, there's so much speculation out there what's going to happen. It'd be hard for Ron Prince to convince, I think, anybody, and I think Mark probably feels that same way, especially when you look at their schedule, that they could make a run. I mean, you conceivably, you look at their schedule, Texas Tech, loss, A&M, loss, at Colorado, loss, Oklahoma, loss, Kansas.
No. See, that's where your season can make a turnaround. This, you know, if you're looking at that, you cannot chalk up the game at Colorado as a loss, and you cannot chalk up the game against Texas Tech as a loss, although many people believe that Texas Tech, and again, everybody's been waiting like they had been for Kansas. They've been waiting for Texas Tech to get out of that bottom half of the South and somebody kick Oklahoma or Texas out of the top two. If you come in 3-0 or 3-1, and I don't know, I don't think they can beat Louisville at Louisville on a Wednesday night, but 3-1, Texas Tech, A&M, Colorado, Oklahoma, they've got to focus at, God, we got to win one of those games. We need to win one of those games. And I would think at Colorado would be the most winnable from the fact that it's a North game.
Well, I think that's the one, if you're going to win one, that's the one you got a chance to win.
But they are screwed. Their breathers,
right,
their,
their
breathers are at the end. I mean, if you've got a rival with Kansas, and then you still have to consider right now Iowa State and Nebraska at home as winnable games for Kansas State. But the problem is, like I said with Nebraska's schedule, the easier games or the weaker teams are at the end. You may be so beat up physically and mentally, then who knows what's going to happen that last 3-4 weeks?
There's six games in a, there's six games in there. I think your back is against the wall. You go, you can come in 3-1, but you may leave that 3-7 and just be a deal where and then the last two could be a really, really bad deal, and then I think Ron Prince probably finds himself in real hot water.
Well, but see, if you're already talking about the head of Ron Prince and he's just starting his third year, then you're just not right. You're just not right. The problem is he came in, he didn't come in right on the heels of a successful Bill Snyder program. It was in decline. So he's basically rebuilding. You've got to give the man time. Even 2-9 this year, which would be just catastrophe. Again,
as long as we don't get blown out.
You'd have to see how the season goes. But you can't be calling for Ron Prince's head before the season even starts. He's only been there 2 years.
I'm not calling for his head, but they go 3-3 and whatever.
Well, shouldn't go 3. They could win. They might win 4 games. There's a realistic chance that that's all they win.
I certainly think so, and I think you will start to hear the Kansas State faithful.
Well, of course, anytime you stink, you're going to hear people talking. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And you don't want people talking in your neighborhood because you got a lawn or a yard that's just going, gee.
Well, they were talking about mine until Matt from the gang came over.
Matt and the gang from Curbit, that's right, Curbit Incorporated. You can give them a call or you can check them out on the net, curbit.net, curb, C-U-R-B, it.net, or give them a buzz, 237-4805. They can do flower beds, tree edging, pathways and walkways, playgrounds, sandboxes, water runoff. There's been plenty of that this summer. They can control and drain that. Border applications from Curbit, more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs. It reduces edging and trimming by 75%. Find out what they can do for you. Check them out on the web. So many things, probably things you didn't even realize they could do. And then set your appointment with Matt today. He'll go over it with you, let you know the cost, let you know maybe, hey, this would look good in your yard. Maybe you've got a bigger yard. Maybe you've got a smaller yard. Maybe you're in a countryside. Maybe you're in the city. All kinds of different things going on. Get a hold of Matt and the gang today, 237-4805. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
ABC Drug and Gift has gone green. That's right. ABC is now carrying Orla's soy candles. These 100% soy wax biodegradable candles have a cotton wick, are hand-poured with just enough essential oils to give any room a nice light fragrance. These candles are made from soybeans to help support the American farmers. ABC Drug and Gift is a very proud supporter of the farmers and the environment. Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Now, welcome back your host, Jeffrey Estelle.
Thank you, Ed. Here's the first question. Hummer A travels 420 miles from town X to Mount Eldon at 55 miles per hour. Hummer B travels 390 miles from town Y to the same mountain at 60 miles per hour. If the temperature stays at a balmy 80 degrees and both Hummer vehicles come standard with traction control and OnStar Safe and Sound for 1 year, who's got the hotter girlfriend? You know, I had a girlfriend once.
Well, if your answer was Holler, you'd be a winner! Because to get to some of the toughest off-roading places on Earth, like Mount Eldon, Arizona, you'll need one of the most off-road capable vehicles on Earth, Hummer! Welcome to the open!
Summer is here, and getting yourself into a Hummer H3 and out into nature is easier than ever. Get $7,000 total cash back after all offers when you purchase any 2008 H3. Not valid with some other offers. See dealer for details. H3 comes standard with 1 year OnStar safe and sound plan. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Call 1-800-REAL-4WD for details.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm developing late. We'll see highs of around 87 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for a shower storm does continue tonight with lows near 62 on the way to 86 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
I always heard that his herb was
happy birthday,
shelf.
Dear Toby.
Lord, I just could
happy birthday, dear Toby. He's 47, really?
Yeah, he's 47.
Made it his place in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. Pretty good chow. Beer's cold, food's good. You know, any place that has a barbecue is pretty good.
Smoke weed with Willie again.
By the way, Derek, this jogs my memory. Do you know, as I'm flipping through the channels this morning and I catch CMT, have you seen what's going on? Do you know who has a country song right now?
Jessica Simpson does, and it's really bad, but that's
no,
the worst one I've heard
no,
lately.
No, I think this is called The Medicine or Medicine Man. I think it's called The Medicine.
Haven't heard it.
Snoop Dogg.
What?
In country garb. And I'm not sure if that's the fake Grand Ole Opry because it was such a quick little thing, or if he's actually on the stage at the Opry.
This is funny that you mentioned this.
And they
this
have
now.
To edit it a little bit, too.
I heard about like, this a while back. He has, like, George Strait or somebody is in the song.
I
with
think
him
Willie.
Too, I think.
Or, and Snoop, Willie, too. Snoop, somebody, and Willie Nelson was what it said.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I got to wonder, this Toby Keith of the movie Beer for My Horses is coming out, right?
Yes.
And I have to wonder, this has got to be part of that. It's got to be. Snoop Dogg on CMT. Snoop Dogg and Kid Rock are on CMT currently.
Kid Rock on Letterman last night.
How'd that go for you?
It was kind of wild. Him telling Dave Letterman that nothing good happens between concerts. Nothing productive happens the day when he's off.
That's just good stuff. Kid Rock, great funny. Song out to all summer long. Hope you're enjoying your summer. Grand Island Home Federal, they are your Cornhusker League senior champions with a 9-3 win over Lincoln Pius's Union Bank last night. Cash Kulkowski got the win. Home Federal 32-6 on the season. 32-4, Kearney Post 52. They were to play their junior championship game against Lincoln Southeast Chasey Bragger last night. But it rained in the eastern and southeastern part of the state, so they're going to make that up this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Sherman Field. And so their other doubleheader had to be canceled, so they're playing for the league title tonight as the season starts to wind down. And they did it last night, Daddy. They broke the record. Heartland Lutheran basketball players, 77 hours, 7 minutes, 7 seconds, over 36 grand. 24 players go in the distance. Congratulations to Coach Wagnitz and all of his players. Guinness Book of World Record, longest basketball game ever.
That's an amazing, amazing feat when you talk about doing it with so few players, and that's what was required of them to break this record. Wonder how many blisters. The over-under, 24 feet. Over-under is 148.
We filled in another spot of the hot dog eating contest during the show, but we want to... Again, get a couple of spots going on for Friday. It costs nothing to get into. You're going to get something, plus Troutman's quality hot dogs. Who knows? You could take home the big trophy, the championship of the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. It is at the Hilltop Mall this Friday. The show starts at 11 o'clock. You have to be there about 15 minutes ahead of time. Troutman's providing the hot dogs. It's going on with the mall-wide summer sidewalk sales Friday through Sunday at the Hilltop Mall. Visit the Hilltop Four Theaters as well. They're under new ownership.
Big one, thank Mark Jansen from the Manhattan Mercury for his talk about Kansas State football. We'll continue our Big 12 coverage tomorrow. Texas Tech. I'm efforting Texas Tech tomorrow.
Going back to the South. Also, Doug Koster comes in, previews Miss Basketball. Don't forget Jason Peter on the show Thursday. here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!